Last Friday, I visited Alliance, Nebraska. Everything is cattle in the Sand Hills. The largest of all consigned cattle auctions is in Alliance, often handling a bigger daily volume than Chicago. Our ABC radio station there is keenly conscious of livestock markets. Its call letters spell cow, K-C-O-W. There are wheat and beets and beans and such in western Nebraska, too, but mostly, as I say, it's cattle country. And those rolling sand hills are dotted with thousands of lakes. You can punch a hole 6 or 8 feet down almost anywhere thereabouts and have water. The sand seems to hold the moisture in suspension, making for almost year-round pasture land. Alliance, Nebraska, a town of only 8,000 people. And yet its prosperous downtown looks like a city of 30,000. Its airport has 4 9,000-foot runways, and a first-class fixed base operator, and a big league charter service, plus scheduled frontier flights. 8,000 population. Yet Alliance was the first town in the United States to install touch-tone telephones. 8,000 population, and yet Alliance has a sporting 18-hole irrigated golf course. And an ultra-modern system of modular education. Once upon a time, a young man threw himself across a hotel bed in Alliance, Nebraska, sobbing because he felt his life was a failure. He was jobless, discouraged, friendless. But when the tears were dry, he got up and straightened his tie and went for a walk and found folks so very pleasant. Their warm greetings gave him new courage and burned into his consciousness forever the contagiousness of a smile. The young man went on to make his own name as famous as that of the town which gave him his first lesson in winning friends and influencing people. For his name was Dale Carnegie. Alliance population, 8,000. For all its big city appearance, nonetheless, its young people grow up and go away to school and don't come home again. For as with many small towns, the young ones seek what they consider to be the greater challenge and opportunities of the bright, lighted cities. And yet, you know, I saw an interesting reaction set in last week. That awful orgy of ugliness in Chicago, televised nationwide, had at least one salutary effect. It reminded a lot of young folks in hinterland America how very rich they are. And of course, there are other fringe benefits. Living in that rolling ranch land of reputation Hereford herds, limitless fishing, hunting, antelope, grouse, pheasant, turkey. But these dues-paying Americans don't appreciate what they see through that window of TV. They work hard and pay taxes and obey laws and live decently, and they resent what they see of those who don't. Farmers won't riot. Yet, however slow they are to anger, our farmer minority has had a bellyful of big city belly achers who refuse to be weaned. And if I might presume to counsel the candidates for president, somebody must come up with some specific alternatives to present farm policies. These hard-handed cowboys and sodbusters are slow to anger, but they're getting kind of tired of nice guys finishing last. Paul Harvey. Good day.